Jeff Gerson and myself, Steve Ferrucci. We're here at the Vision Expo West in, where are we, Jeff?
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Thank you. And we were just talking retina, what's new. Jeff, what were you just telling me about?
Yeah, so actually there was an FDA approval this week of a biosimilar of ranibizumab, so a potentially new intravitreal injection. Although, oddly enough, it was approved this week, but it won't be available until second quarter next year.
Approved for both AMD and diabetes and the whole gamut?
Yeah, so it's approved for all the same indications as Lucentis. So, theoretically, it could be less expensive than the currently approved drugs, but we don't know that yet.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. The other thing I was looking at, Apellis is making a medication for geographic atrophy. So it's supposed to slow down the growth of lesions. So they just had some stuff come out last week. They were somewhat mixed. They had two study arms. One study arm was very positive, and the second one was not quite as positive. But still, that would be nice to have something for our dry AMD patients versus everything we now have for our wet.
Yeah, because so far everything else that's tried has failed in that area.
Yep.
I think looking forward, I think the things that have me excited are a couple potential approvals of a drug called faricimab for AMD and diabetic macular edema that looks like it lasts for 16 weeks or longer in most patients. And then something called port delivery system, where it's an implanted device where a drug comes out over the course of 6 months.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot easier for patients.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Anything you can do, I think, to reduce the burden for these AMD patients, especially AMD patients who are getting injections, you know, monthly, you know, maybe every other month, whatever. Anything you can do to reduce the burden is absolutely a plus.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one other thing I'll point out that's fairly recent was Eric's 2 10-year results. And on one hand, not very exciting because it's basically said the same after 10 years as 5.
Yeah.
But the exciting thing is it still works and it's safe.
Yeah.
So that's something, you know, all these injections and these other medications are not things that we're going to be using.
Right.
At least with Eric's too, it's something that we're actively doing that we know works and it's safe.
Yeah, that's a good point.